Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Haters, they can't stop you. They're going to hate on you, but they can't stop you. Why not give them something more to hate on? Oh, come on, somebody. See, the only thing that's stopping you is you. And my brothers and sisters, it's not the side of the track that we grew up on that stops you. It's not the certain part of town that stops you. My brothers and sisters, there are plenty of athletes and there are plenty of academic scholars that have made it to college and have made it to the pros, and they all started out in the trailer or in the ghetto. Come on, somebody. See, told you I was from Alabama. I was on the farm. We didn't have a whole lot, but thank God for where he put me. Come on, somebody. God put a dad in my life that showed me how to work, and you have a good work ethic. Amen. I don't let no woman take care of me. Come on now. All y'all little sisters out there, come on now. I'm going to leave that alone. I better not mess with that. But some of y'all, the girls out there, y'all taking care of that man, and he is eating up all your cornflakes, sleeping on your couch all day long, and getting up and going out and getting no job. My brothers and sisters, if you really want something, you've got to get up and move. Yes. See, you can't make excuses. Oh, it's the man. The man hold me down. Well, there are other people that's successful. Amen. Did he hold him down? Amen. There are many people, my brothers and sisters, that grew up in those situations out of poverty because they were motivated to do something. And here's the key. I told y'all, if you do it God's way, it'll happen for you. Because a lot of those people were successful because it wasn't all about them. It was about blessing somebody else. What are you talking about, preacher? You know, I see all of these athletes on TV now. But guess what? Mama's living in a good house right now, ain't she? Oh, y'all didn't catch that, because the dad may have ran off and left them with no money. The dad may have left them in a poverty situation, and mom had to fend for herself and raise that young man by herself. And now the young man say, you know what? I'm going to take care of mama because mama took care of me. Yeah, right. Or whether it be granny, or whether it be father, or whether it be a brother or a sister, because there were many, my brothers and sisters, that grew up without a mom and daddy, but the big sister or the big brother took care of the rest of the children. Y'all see me? Have y'all ever seen those families that had maybe 10 to 15 children? And see, by the time, oh hallelujah, by the time the youngest one was born, the oldest ones were already up in their 20s. And maybe mama and dad had passed on out of the way, and so it was now their responsibility to take care of the rest of the family. And then, see, what's your motivation? What's going to get you out of your roots? You know, what's got you stuck in life? And I come to encourage you, you got this. See, you don't have to stay where you are. Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's on his way to Calvary. His public ministry was rejected by many. And his public ministry was now coming to an end. And so he changed his focus from trying to help those to a certain group of people, his disciples. And see, he is focusing on them and getting them ready and teaching them and getting their minds right. And one night, on the night that he was betrayed by Judas, Jesus wanted to let them know that they were going to be all right. He was, in other words, letting them know, y'all got this. I've taught you what you needed to know. You've seen me do what, you know, all of the miracles and things. He said, I'm going away, but I will not leave you comfortless. See, they were kind of perplexed because the gravy train had run out. You know how you like to hang out with popular people? And you know, oh, that's my ace bone coon, or that's my buddy, or that's my friend. And Jesus was letting them know, hey, I'm out of here. I'm getting ready to go to the cross. And they were like, oh, wow, wait, hold on. What are we going to do now? You know, how are we going to make things happen? How are we going to do the things that Jesus was telling us about? He said, guess what? I've already put it in you. You got this. How many of y'all know that God's already put in you what you need in order to? You got this. See, he said, I'll be with you continuously. I won't be with you in flesh and blood, but I'll be with you in spirit. And he said, I want y'all to get ready for the biggest test of your life. Service. Come on, somebody. Because y'all know we like to be served rather than serve. But if you want to be served, you got, oh, somebody say something back to me. You got to serve. Woo! If you want your name in lights, then you got to serve. And what happened is, once Jesus was telling them that y'all gonna have to take over the reins, it's your time now. You got this. You can make a difference in this world. Then they started looking around. Well, who's gonna take charge? Who's got all the talents, and who's gonna speak for us? Who's gonna do this and who's gonna do that? They spent a whole lot of time with Jesus. Oh, my brothers and sisters, they saw him perform miracles. They saw him cast out demons. And they still was kind of wondering. And they couldn't catch on to his vision. Because as you see, sometimes they were kind of confused about some of the things that he said. And I've told y'all many times before. And this is my little trick that I like to play with y'all, because I know y'all heard me say this before. You know, how people will run to you and say, hey, pastor, we need to do this. Hey, pastor, you know, we need this over here. Hey, pastor, we need this over here. And, you know, I told y'all, I say, well, if you're the one that's bringing it, if you see the need, come on there. Come on now. That means you have been called to. Come on now. Y'all. I'm sorry. Y'all done got quiet on me. That's all right. But if you're the one running to me, hey, pastor, we need to do this. Hey, pastor, we need to do this. Hey, pastor, we need to do that. Well, if you see the need, then that means you can fulfill. Amen. They was wondering, who going to be in charge? You. Well, there's 12 of us, Jesus. Well, you in charge then. In other words, what he's saying is, nobody can stop you but you. Amen. You got this. Earlier in the scripture, they had another situation where, and I told y'all, we do this at the barber shop, which I don't go to the barber anymore, but I can remember when I used to go to the barber shop. You know, everybody's in the barber shop, they got to be right. You know, everybody's got to be, you know, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. This and Mr. That. And see, what they were working with a few chapters earlier is that they were sitting around wondering who's going to be the one that sits on the right hand. Who's going to sit in the high place? Who's going to be the greatest? But I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, if that's what you're in ministry for, then you're in ministry for the wrong reasons. If you're here to serve, like I told you, then God will elevate you. That wasn't even necessary. Jesus, they was kind of talking to each other, hey, you know, who gonna be the best and who gonna do this and who gonna do that? And Jesus just quietly called a little child over. And the little child came over. He said, unless you come like this little child, you can no wise enter. Hello? Amen. You got to humble yourself. Amen. You got to come down off that ego. Amen. I'm hard. I'm Mr. Big Shot. I'm Mr. Macho. But I've seen some macho people laying in the hospital bed too. I don't care how macho you are. Oh, hallelujah. Sickness don't have no respect of persons. Amen. Walk down the corridors of the hospital right now. Many people that had money. Oh, you can't buy yourself out of. Come on, man. You might be able to pay the doctor bill, but you can't pay for your healing. Only one can heal you from it. Come on now. Can't but one get you up out of that bed. And they were standing around wondering who's going to be the greatest and who's going to serve and who's going to do this and do that. They had the Savior with them, but they didn't know him. He was trying to get them to understand what love is. Y'all saw me do all these miracles and y'all still standing around bickering and wondering and, you know, doing all of these crazy things. And so Jesus, as we look at this first point, remember, they were wondering who's the greatest. And I come to ask y'all today, who's the greatest is not even necessary. Look, in chapter 13, Jesus gave them an example of service. I told y'all they were big shots. You know, we hung out with Jesus. Yeah. You know, that's kind of like us. I hung out with the governor. I hung out with, you know, and so we all sitting around. We just waiting for the servants to come in and wash our feet. We ain't low enough to wash, you know, nobody's feet. So Jesus just calmly comes in. He girds himself with a towel, pours water into a basin, stoops down, and starts washing. Wait a minute here, Jesus. What? Hold on. What you doing? See, they were wanting the servants to. Jesus done already sent the servants away. Y'all go away. I'm finna show them something right now. And see, I told y'all, we get hung up on unnecessary stuff. Who's got the biggest church? Amen. Who's got how many degrees behind their name? Who's got the biggest house on the hill? Who's got the child that went to college and went to the Ivy League and, you know, did all of this while your child still at home working at the local factory? Wow. You know? Everybody's caught up on unnecessary stuff. It don't matter who's the greatest. There is only one that is great. Yeah, man. And he was trying to teach them, if you want to be like me, I want to let you know, your dreams can be reached if you do it my way. And I told y'all, see, a lot of folks keep running into that brick wall. They turn around and run right back into that brick wall. Turn right around and go right back into that brick wall. Keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. See, I got a little joke I want to run by y'all. If I asked y'all for a cheeseburger, where would y'all go pick it up? Oh, that's not a trick question. I'm just saying, you know, if I asked you for a cheeseburger, where would you go get it? Where else? How many burgers can we eat? You get the point? Who's the greatest? None of them. Just as long as you give me a cheeseburger. What I'm saying is, whatever it is for you to do, there's room for you. If you're McDonald's, if you're Burger King, if you're Sonic, if you're Culver's, if you're Five Guys, amen, you can go to all those restaurants one every day of the week if you wanted to. Why? Because there's room for more. There'll always be room for more servants to serve in his vineyard. You might think that your gift is irrelevant. You might think that I can't speak right, or I don't look right, or I can't carry myself right, but there is room. Amen. Don't matter who the greatest is. You might say McDonald's is the greatest. Amen. But Burger King say, nah, you can't have it your way. You got to have it this way. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to get you to see is there is enough room for us to work in this vineyard. See, it don't matter where you bring the hamburger from, just long as you bring the hamburger. You see what I'm saying? There's plenty of choices out there. It doesn't matter what your ministry is, just long as we're out there doing the will of God. Who's the greatest? Maybe it's Peter, because, you know, Peter, he liked to talk, and, you know, sometimes Peter put his foot in his mouth. Maybe it's Peter. Well, no, maybe it's John, because, you know, John's kind of laid back, and, you know, John like to, you know, he like to keep things cool and under the, you know, he don't like to start a whole lot of ruckus and things like that. Well, maybe it's Judas, you know. Well, Judas, you know, I don't know. He keeps the money. I can't trust him. But you know, you see what I'm saying? Everybody has a part to play. Amen. Don't matter who's the greatest, as long as we serve the greatest. Amen. Here they are reclining at the table. And see, in those days, they reclined. They didn't sit at the table like we sit now. They reclined at the table. And that means if you're reclining at the table, your head is here and your feet are where? Down there, right? Well, guess what? The next person next to you, their head is next to your feet. Y'all done kissed it. Y'all don't want to be smelling no feet, do you? Y'all done kissed that, did you? What I'm saying is, back in those days, that's why the servants were called to wash the feet, because when you recline to eat at the supper table, when your feet are reclined this way, you don't want the next person to get offended. So, Jesus begins to wash his disciples' feet. Now back to chapter 14. After all of these things had taken place, Jesus was telling them, you've seen my love that I showed to you by washing your feet. You've seen how I humble myself. You call me master and Lord, for yet I am. But in order to be master and Lord, I showed my example of love to you by coming down and humbling myself. See, and what you have seen me do, you can do things that are greater than this. You got this. See, what I have taught you, you're able to use it and apply it. And look at what verse number 26 says. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance. Y'all see me? Remembrance. Because you can't remember unless it was first planted in the first place. You can't remember nothing if it wasn't already there. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus was already subliminally getting them ready.
But they was more talking about, hey, I'm with Jesus. I'm the ace boom coon. I'm the greatest. I'm gonna be the one, you know, that's sitting on his right hand. I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And subliminally, he was still teaching them that one day you're gonna have to serve. See, that's why I tell you, this phrase or this verse tells us that education in scripture is important, because when it's time to recall it and pull it out, it needs to be there. That's why I keep saying Sunday school, Bible study, and your own devotional times are important, because Monday somebody gonna try you. Soon as you walk on the job tomorrow, if you haven't gotten yourself together in the word, somebody gonna try you. Amen. And you need to be able to recall it and not worry about, well, I'm finna get them told and told real good. I'm finna give them a piece of my mind. But guess what? You'll be sitting out there unemployed. Right? Second point, we can hurry and get out of here. Don't just live on the surface. Dig deeper. Don't just live on the surface. Dig deeper. There's plenty of territory to conquer. Like I told y'all, I don't care how many chicken nuggets are out there. Somebody will come up with a new chicken nugget. There's more territory to conquer. You know, we started out with what? Chicken McNuggets. Then it went to, you know, chicken fingers and chicken, not chicken tenders. How many ways can you fix a chicken's finger? Come on now. But there's plenty of territory out there to be conquered. Dig more, because there are more golden opportunities and nuggets out there in life. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're in between jobs, or maybe you're having a marriage situation. Maybe you're having a financial issue, or maybe you're having trouble with your children. But what I'm trying to tell you is, don't just live on the surface. Dig deeper for a result. Don't just let things go and not have. Because if, like I told you, if you love something, you're going to work to make it happen. Jesus was trying to get them to dig deeper. They were just happy hanging out with him. They just wanted, you know, everybody to see who they was with. I'm with Jesus. Y'all have seen them t-shirts? I'm with her. I'm with him. That's what that you know, that's what that it was like. I'm with Jesus. But they didn't know that they're going to have to put their money where their mouth was. Because hanging out with Jesus meant that they talked about him. That means they're going to talk about us. They spat on him and they slapped him and they kicked him. They crucified him. Just wait. There are going to be some places on this earth that is going to try to stamp out Christianity. And look at what happened at Pastor Osteen's church last week. You just never know. See what I'm saying? And what we've got to do is continue to serve. We can't let the devil take us from our post. You got to be happy doing the will of God. I heard the old saints say, for God I live, for God I'll die. I know that sounds pretty harsh, and I know we don't like talking about death. I know we don't like talking, amen. Like I told you, I used to sell life insurance, and I know people don't want to hear about dying just to get somebody paid or whatever. But sometimes you've got to be ready for whatever. And see, I told y'all that just being a Christian and wearing the name and the WWJD on the surface is not enough. You got to dig deeper, baby. Amen. You got to go way beyond Sunday morning. Because y'all know we holy on Sunday morning, but then we let our hair down, if I had some. We let our hair down Monday through Saturday. See, some people are just satisfied with just knowing, you know, the name Christianity and Jesus, but it's bigger than us. You got to dig deeper. And Jesus made sure that they knew that it wasn't all about them. If you plant a seed, my brothers and sisters, you've got to dig a hole in the ground. Come on here, Brenda. I got a seed in the ground. Because watch this. If you don't put the seed in the ground, it dies on the surface. Or as what he said in the previous scripture, the bird will swoop through, eat the seed, and carry it away. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here this morning. I'm trying to help you. But my brothers and sisters, once you dig a hole in the ground and put the seed in the ground and cover it up with some dirt, it will eventually grow and sprout up. Watch this. Y'all missed that. Y'all remember I told y'all from the beginning of the sermon, if you are here to serve, then guess what? You serve through love. And when you serve through love, the love comes back to you. So when you put a seed in the ground, after a few days it comes up and grows up and sprouts up again. That's the same thing for knowledge. Young people, the math book that's on your desk at home, it ain't gonna open itself. What do you have to do? You got to dig in that book. You got to, what you got to do? You got to open it, right? Well, we don't have books at our schools. We have tablets. Well, guess what? You got to log in. It ain't going to make itself log on. You've got to dig for your, come on, somebody. Y'all talk back to me. Don't just, I can sit here and look at this computer all day. But if I never go to it and put something in it or request from an application, y'all see me? App. A lot of us got apps on our phone. Application. You can't look at Facebook until you push the Facebook app. You see me? So young people, whether it be a device or a tablet, you've got to go into it and, you know, in order to get something, you got to dig deeper. Instead of watching cat videos and, you know, laughing at TikTok, dig for something that will get you some knowledge. And I told y'all, the book that's sitting on the coffee table at home, it ain't gonna jump off that coffee table and hit you in the face and say, read me. Amen. You've got to go to the coffee table, pick it up, open it so that you can see what God has for you. Come on, somebody. Oh, you got to dig. See, you got to dig. I told you, you got to make some effort. If you want to be rewarded, you got this. You can make it. You can make the things a difference in this world. He was letting them know, you can do this. Without me being here in flesh, I'll still be with you in spirit. You can do greater things than this. So I'll be with you always, even into the ends of the world.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.